Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Phil Hendry Show. Welcome to our pre-show here for Friday. Man, is it late. This is not going to be a very long pre-show. Because we already did a pre-show and then we stopped it because I had a paper jam in the fucking tray here. It took forever, so I just stopped the goddamn pre-show. It wasn't really much going on. Except that we had a lot of technical shit we were dealing with. So today's pre-show brought to you by Irving Farquhar's Laminated Nut Fasteners. No, today's pre-show is going to have... Well, today's show is going to have Larry Grover and his mother and Chris Norton and then Art Griego. Chris Norton is going to be advising Larry as to why it is Larry has the hots for Sarah Sanders. Not that there's, you know, anything wrong with that, but Gloria is the one who's going to make a big deal out of it. In other news, I did a no-no. I put some used paper. Rather than get off my fucking ass and go and get some goddamn... go and get some printer paper. I had some paper that I was going to reuse because one side was completely cool. Well, paper's too fucking old. You know, it's got, you know, if it has the slightest little crinkle in it, man, you are, you know, in big trouble. So that's what happened. I had like three paper jams. I had to go through all this shit. And I'm not even sure it's fixed. God damn it. Pissed me off, man. Raptors won the NBA title, which is a... you know, that's going to really bother Larry. They're flying that Canadian flag. Is that Drake? You don't put Drake on... Drake's a good guy. Get him off the fuck... He ain't on the stage with the team, is he? Get him the fuck out of there. He's not on the team. Who are they? That ain't... Those aren't the players, are they? I'm as appreciative of Drake's support of the Raptors as anybody, but not... You don't share the stage when they're celebrating... But they're in they're on the arena floor right now. So this is only the second time that a Canadian team has won. No, not counting hockey. That's ridiculous of me to say. I should say it's, but not counting hockey. It's only the second time that a Canadian franchise has won in one of the four major sports. Blue Jays won the World Series back in whenever it was, 93 or 92, 93. And the Blue Jays won the World Series, and now the Raptors won the NBA title. Because I wouldn't call a Canadian Football League a major league. I mean, they're a great league. It's a great sport. But there's only Canadian teams in it. So you can't really say, you know, look, a Canadian team just won the Canadian Football League. Well, that's only the 856th time, you know. Then there's the, like I said, there was hockey, which... So I guess I'm talking about NFL, which they'll never win unless they get an NFL team in Canada, which there have been a lot of people in Canada want to see the NFL move up there. The NFL doesn't want to move to Canada. In fact, well, I don't know if the NFL wants to move to Canada or not, but I will say that in the 90s, when the CFL was going through some terrible financial problems, most of those problems of their own making because they tried to expand into LA, into America, and they had like an American division of Canadian football. It was pretty weird. It didn't work out. Although an American franchise won the CFL title, like I think 2 years in a row. But anyway, what happened was they had a real problem and the NFL lent them money. The NFL, I think, lent them like $100 million to straighten their shit out. And the NFL considered that to be a good investment because the CFL is a development league of sorts. I wouldn't call it, you know, it's professional football. Don't get me wrong. And there are professional players. But it is not a same quality as the National Football League. So the NFL's treated the CFL as kind of a developmental league or a triple A league. And they gave them money and helped them survive. I don't know if the NFL is all that crazy about wanting to play in Canada and disrupt the CFL. It's probably would be bad for the game overall. I don't think it's going to win them any friends in Canada, even though, you know, you got a lot of NFL fans in Canada. My cousins are stoked fucking NFL fans. They don't talk very highly of the CFL. But there are a lot of CFL fans. My other cousin, Paul, is a huge Canadian League fan. Hey, so Paul, what do you think of the Grey Cups? Hey, you know something, Phil? I'll tell you, on any given day, I maintain a Grey Cup can be just as exciting as a Super Bowl. So, you know, Paul's old school. I don't know. So, man, I don't see it happening, man. NFL going to Canada. I know there's people up there that would love to see it, but sure. Let's have a hand in destroying. The Canadian game is actually older than the American game. That's what I've been told. That's what I understand. The Canadian game developed earlier than the American League, the American football game. And one of the ways you know this is because the stadiums, you know, Canada plays on a 110-yard football field. The Americans play on a 100-yard football field. The reason for that is because they didn't have the stadium big enough to fit 110 yards. They had to actually shrink the fucking field to accommodate the stadiums and the venues we had in the States. And on top of that, they then had to adjust the rules of the game. So it wouldn't be three downs, it'd be four downs to get a first down. Why that fill with a shorter field? I don't know. okay, so I'm all done talking about this shit. Who do we have first?
Phil, it's Gloria.
Oh, so Larry's up?
Yeah, Larry is here, but I warn you, Larry's in no mood.
Mother, I'm in a fine mood.
Well, here's Larry.
Yeah, here's Larry. Oh, boy.
Well, are you guys using the same phone? Yeah, see, that's the thing I want to know. And who is next? Art Griego. All right. What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boom. All right, man. I'm good.
I think I'm good.
Wait a minute, man. Oh, fuck. I just fucked up. Shut up. Now I got to restart the guy. I got two separate fucking Audacity programs going. This night is turning into a clusterfuck. Hold on, man. Hold the fucking phone, Jim. Now, what was I going to do? Oh, I got to do this commercial, man. That's caused the whole fuck up in the first place. I'm trying to get this bloody ass pod, you know, Pluto TV, is that it? Pluto TV. Going to mail, man. Where's the fucking mail? Jesus Christ, here it is. Ready? Begin.